Welcome everyone to this week's weekly market update. It is February 19th, about 4 hours pre-equity market close, and it is just myself today. So let's go ahead and just dive right in. Looking over the last 5 trading days, and this obviously does exclude Monday, as Monday was a market holiday for President's Day. We have the S&P is down 1%, NASDAQ down 1.3%. The Dow's down about 1.3. The Russell is only down about 0.6. Gold is even down 0.8, and the equal weighted S&P is down 0.3. And so, as we've been discussing, we are seeing that sector rotation happening. That's outside of the big players, the heavily weighted inside the S&P and the NASDAQ, and being rotated out throughout the rest of the economy and the rest of the market, which is why you're seeing the equal weight only going down just a little bit as just the natural rotation comes out. There's also some rotation into some international and back into some bonds as the rates are still fairly good, especially historically for the market. One of the sectors that is getting a lot of love lately has been energy, which we do have some energy exposure as individual stocks throughout the portfolio. We are very excited about what energy has in play. If we look back at the last time this administration was in office, energy had a couple really good years. It was energy, industrials, and telecom had the three kind of best years throughout that run. And we're kind of seeing that come back into play as everything seems to start taking effect and molding into what this administration is trying to do, especially with the tariff side of everything. So that is something we have our eye on greatly. The other thing we have our eye on, as per usual, is interest rates. So, we're going to go ahead and jump right into that. And as expected, the probabilities have not changed. We are still looking at June, possibly July, as the first rate cut, as Powell will be on the outs come May. And then we have the new Fed chair, more than likely Warsh. Now, he does have to get approved. But as of this moment, he's the clear front runner because he uses data-driven dependencies. He's not easily swayed. At least that's the public outlook on him is that he's not easily swayed. We still believe of 3 interest rate cuts probably happening and more than likely going to be what happened last year, which was a September, October, December, straight 3 cuts. More than likely, that's what we're going to see on the horizon as we don't see a lot of summer cuts. There's not a lot of financial movements in the summer, especially because of the lack of volume in trading that happens over the summer. So we're keeping our eyes on that, but September is probably what we're looking for. But as of this moment, it's still June, July, all the probability factors of it. But if we remember last year, it was supposed to be in March and then June and then July, and it kept getting kicked. One of the bigger metrics that we talk about consistently is PCE. PCE is coming out tomorrow. And tomorrow is actually a really, really big reporting day because we have PCE, we have GDP. And we have manufacturing coming out. Oh, and there's also consumer sentiment. Right. So those are actually 4 really big reporting factors that are all coming in on the same day. So be on the lookout. There's going to be volatility tomorrow and probably leaking into Monday and Tuesday of next week, depending on how this comes out. Now, PCE, we're anticipating it to be relatively flat, still about 0.2 or 0.3. As long as it stays in that range, that won't affect too much. GDP, we're expecting it to stay around a 3% change, which is quarter over quarter, which is exactly where we want it to be, if not higher than that. And obviously, consumer sentiment, we just want it to be high. We want people to be spending money. We want people to be feeling good about the market, feeling good about the economy. And that actually, even though it's listed as something that doesn't have a lot of effect on the market, in reality, it does. But there have been days where the consumer sentiment has come out, and that's the only reporting metric, and it has swayed the market one way or another. So, very key metric on that point. Same with PCE. And tomorrow, the probabilities of the interest rates are more than likely going to change. Will they change for the better or the worse? Obviously, we'll find out tomorrow. Our anticipation here with Scott and myself, we've had many conversations about it. It's July, September. That's the 2 dates that we're still going to be looking at. Still looking at a total of 75 basis point cuts. That's 3 cuts, 25 basis points each. We do not anticipate a wild cut move, especially with inflation still being around where they want it to be, which is 2.5-3%. So, as per usual, keeping our eyes on the market, keeping our eyes on interest rates, making any pivots that we need to coming up. One of the things we are looking at in the portfolios is a little bit of sector rotation out of software, maybe even adding more into the energy or industrials, as we were talking about earlier, and into some builders. The builder index is a good indicator for real estate. And I know Scott said he wanted to go deeper into the real estate conversation this week, but with him not here, I want to save that for next week when he is able to kind of go in depth with how he wants to go over that. But all in all, everything is looking good. This past week was just slightly to the downside, not very volatile. It was a slow down descent, but only about 1%. So we're still in a very good spot, especially with all of our projections for the rest of 2026. Everything kind of still in play, the reporting metrics all playing within that same realm. But with that, we're going to keep it really short today. Just a quick update for you. If you think anyone might enjoy the market commentary, feel free to forward us on over to them. We're on the iHeartRadio app, the Podbean Radio app, and we'll look forward to doing this again next week.